Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I gotta tell you, watching that bartender take on so many people without any help was a great example of what seasoned pros can do when stuff hits the fan. Needless to say, I gave her a glowing review. Anyhow, in the post, I recommended talking about the value of being battle-tested. Well, what does that look like? What kind of stories convey that value? Here are a couple of ideas. First up, what I call the lessons learned stories. Now, these can be short examples while talking shop and sales conversations, content in social media, or stories we tell in speeches. By talking about the curveballs and what happened next from a what I learned angle, we not only appear competent, but also authentic. The key is to not look like we're bragging. It's more of a, whew, that was a close one, type of perspective. Another way to dodge the bragging charge, focus on observations. An example from my favorite bartender. She was telling customers what to do, and they followed her orders without question. When she ran out of glasses, she didn't go into a big story. She didn't say, please. She just said, bring back your glasses. I gotcha. Now, this is a great starting point for a bigger lesson. For example, on why folks buy in real time. Now, what these ideas have in common? The details of the curveball are in the background, but still get noticed. Seasoned buyers will recognize the situation because, hey, they've been there too. And we'll have respect without us having to flout what we did. The lessons learned and the observations are the point. The details are the emotional connections. The real message behind this content? I had my clients back, and I'll have yours too. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.